Our state track coverage continues on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks in Des Moines, coming to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. We've got some final results to pass along in the field events. Carroll's Gavin Holt finishes 11th overall in the 3A boys shot put. Personal record throw of 50 feet, 4.5 inches for him. In the 3A girls long jump, Carroll's Briley Merla finishes 22nd. She jumps 15 feet, 1.25 inches. And in the 2A girls high jump, Kemper's Elsa Tiefenthaler clears 4:10 and finishes 17th. We had a couple medalists here in the last hour in 2A and 3A, the girls' 400-meter hurdles. Wendy Veit of East Sac ran a personal record time of 106.04. She finished 6th overall, and it was a 5th-place finish for Carroll's Caitlin Aiden with a time of 106.06. That'll pretty much put a bow on our 2A and 3A morning coverage. We look forward now to our 1A coverage, beginning with the session that gets underway at 2 o'clock. Right off the bat, we'll have a 1A girls discus final for Coon Rapids Bairds, Maddie Mason. And in the 1A boys high jump, Peyton Sherdan's Trayvon Keeley. That all gets underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I'll bring you all of that coverage this afternoon on Kick 106.7. This update's been brought to you by CTS, Custom Technology Services, from Tony and Jamie North, Motor Inn, Allen Distributing of Carroll, coming in June, New Form Energy, Quant Auto Salvage, Stone Printing and Office Supply, serving the Carroll area since 1946, and Manning Municipal Utilities. I'm Nick Brinks in Des Moines on Kick 106.7 with this state track update. You can find all of our results at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com.